Mayors from some of the world's biggest cities are now throwing their support behind a global Green New Deal to cut carbon emissions. They made the commitment today in Copenhagen, Denmark, at a summit to discuss what cities can do to address climate change. This comes just a month after world leaders met at the UN Climate Summit in New York. Joining us now is Mark Watts. He's executive director at C40 Cities. It's the group that organized this week's event. Mark, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon.
And world leaders did not reach any notable solutions or agreements at the UN Climate Summit a couple weeks ago. Now the mayors across the world are going to get a crack at it. What will they be able to accomplish that countries could not?
Well, the main difference between the countries and the mayors of the big world cities is that they are already collaborating. They're completely focused on science-based targets around climate change. Partly because they're on the front line of climate impacts. These big cities, the ones that are really feeling the effects of flooding, etc. But also because they can just see that shifting as fast as possible to a low-carbon economy is the best thing for their cities.
Okay, and what does that look like exactly? How do you transition to a zero-carbon economy? And are some cities already doing that?
Yeah, I think the first and most important thing is set the bar right. And so we started by that 3 years ago. The mayors in C40 adopted as a condition of membership of our organisation that every mayor would set out a robust plan for how they would stay within the carbon budget that's allowed to them to make that Paris Climate Agreement a reality. The city that we're in today, Copenhagen, really one of the world leaders on target to be carbon neutral by 2025. They've got a city, if you travel around here, half of the people make their trips to work on a bicycle. But look elsewhere, London has managed to now have a shift away from car usage to mass transit, cycling and walking. New York is a symbol to many with the mandate that Mayor de Blasio has brought in recently for retrofitting those hugely iconic skyscrapers. You know, elsewhere in the world, we look at Sydney and Melbourne. You know, most of these big cities are really shifting onto a climate neutral agenda now.
I'm looking at some of your goals for zero emissions transit, zero emissions in new buildings, all of this by 2030. Is that realistic? That's, you know, barely a decade away.
Well, it's where we have to get to. So it's what all of the world's leading scientists show is that global emissions have to be cut in half within the next decade. And if you look at that in an urban context, that means you've got to get in place the policies by 2030 that set the conditions for those city economies for the rest of the century. But it, you know, this shouldn't be looked at as a hardship. This is a huge opportunity. This is a once in a century chance to take that incredible investment that's going to go into delivering zero emission transit, zero emission buildings, etc., and use that to fix the problems of a global economy that's failing so many people at the moment. So we can help bring people out of poverty faster with this big investment, but also make sure that the world's much more equitable and there's much less inequality in it.
But how much of a dent can cities make if national governments aren't involved in the project?
Well, there's no way around it that we ultimately, if we're going to avoid climate breakdown and get out of what is now a real climate emergency, then that has to have the leadership of national governments and the biggest polluting ones. And at the moment, it will not be possible to overcome the climate crisis unless there's a shift in those in Brazil and the United States in particular, but you can add Russia and Australia to that list as well. But in the meantime, let's get the momentum, let's get moving in the right direction. And what these big city mayors do, when they decide that they're going to shift away from diesel buses and are going to shift to electric or zero emission buses, it changes the whole world market because they're the biggest buyers of them. When they decide to implement zero emission building codes, it changes the whole construction market around the world. So they can have a real effect on the real world economy and hopefully buy some time then for the national governments to catch up.
As your mayors are gathering there this week in Denmark, there are protesters gathering in other cities all around the world, calling it the Extinction Rebellion. They're staging die-ins in places like New York, dousing the Wall Street bull in fake blood. In London, Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the protesters uncooperative crusties. Do you agree with those protest tactics? Are they helpful in your effort?
I think it's an entirely rational response of people once it's understood that we really are in a climate emergency and your leaders appear not to be taking science seriously and not to be acting, that you have to mobilise, you have to go out and you have to make your voices loudly heard. And for everything I've seen, Extinction Rebellion is taking a peaceful path to more disruptive protest. But it's a consequence of the failure of that leadership that they're needing to take those tactics.
Do you think it needs to get more disruptive?
The whole world economy, the whole world of politics needs to be massively disrupted, because we're in a real life and death situation with a very short amount of time now to fundamentally change the way we live and our economies for the better, but to take out the pollution. And that's only going to happen if the whole of society really feels it is a priority and something that has to be tackled. And I think, you know, these protest movements are helping to that. But we need the leadership from mayors, we need the leadership from business, and we need national government leaders to listen.
Mark Watts is executive director at C40's Cities, holding a World Mayors Summit this week on climate change in Copenhagen. Mark, thank you for your time.